The so-called John Doe bill would bar inmates from bypassing the district attorney's office to secretly bring criminal complaints to a judge. At a hearing on the bill this week, guards told state legislators the number of John Doe lawsuits is rising rapidly and guards are being unfairly victimized by frivolous inmate charges. Marty Beal, director of the Wisconsin State Employees Union that represents prison guards, says in Dodge County, one guard's been forced to spend $20,000 in legal fees defending himself.
We want to shortstop this whole abuse where, based on the uncorroborated statements of inmates, these workers are being put through hell.
Guards who testified said staff who do abuse inmates are weeded out by the union itself, and they insisted that limiting John Doe procedures will not affect an inmate's right to file complaints and have them investigated by the local sheriff and district attorney. But prisoners' rights advocate Frank Vandenbosch says in rural areas, where the prison is one of the largest employers, it's almost impossible for prisoners to get a fair hearing. Vandenbosch lives in Grant County near WSPF, the prison once known as the Wisconsin Supermax.
The DA in Grant County is currently married to a WSPF guard. The county sheriffs and district attorneys are on the same side of the line as the police and guards. They are reluctant to investigate, charge, or prosecute their own.
Vandenbosch says restricting inmates' John Doe rights will close off an important avenue for prisoners to have their complaints heard in a neutral forum. He's urging legislators to reform the internal prison complaint system to allow outside independent investigators to examine all complaints. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.